Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called Equality Act is back. It is a dangerous bill, not only to religious freedom, but to every person in America. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we were able to defeat the so-called Equality Act. H.R. 5 was the House bill, and amazingly, it's the same bill in the House now in 2021. It did pass some 2 years ago in the House, overwhelmingly, because there was a lot more Democrats in the House at the time. But we were able to stop it in the Senate. But now there's been obviously a change in the Senate, and there is a one-vote majority in the Senate with the vice president breaking any 50-50 ties. And so now the House is pushing this again. It's called H.R. 5, and from there it'll go to the U.S. Senate. It is highly urgent that people respond, and I encourage people to send faxes and petitions and call your legislators. You can go to lc.org/HR5.
You know, Matt, this is like a bad boomerang that has come back to haunt us. And the tragedy is this bill affects every follower of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the best way to conceptualize how far-reaching this bill is, and frankly, it's even more far-reaching than this, is to think about what you cannot do legally respecting race, you will not be able to do legally respecting LGBT. So put that in the context of showers, restrooms, locker rooms, overnight stays. You wouldn't say, nor would you want to say, but you could not do legally separating these individuals by race. You couldn't say you can't use this restroom or this drinking fountain because of your particular race. Obviously, it's illegal, but morally, it's wrong too. But when you put LGBTQ, and we'll talk about Q in a moment, into this, it does the same thing for everything related to LGBTQ. And we'll talk about that in a moment again. But it even goes further than that. If you can kind of conceptualize the states at one level and the federal government above it at a higher level, and there are some tentacles coming from the federal government down to the states, perhaps transportation, national defense, border security, things of that nature, in which the federal government interacts with the states. Now you do H.R. 5, Holly, and these tentacles just go to every corner of our life. It is an incredible expansion of the federal government's power.
So this overrides any of the state laws.
Right.
Like, for example, if you have something about LGBT laws or abortion laws or, you know, protection of churches and who they can hire, they don't have to hire LGBT people, stuff like that. This would override any of those state laws.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, for these kinds of bills in the past, there's always been an exemption for churches and in many cases, religious organizations. And even, for example, in Title VII, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, that is the federal law, there's an exception. So a Catholic church can hire Catholics, Baptists can hire Baptists, Pentecostals can hire Pentecostals, or churches can hire believers, for example,
right.
Religious organizations versus unbelievers.
Right.
Jews can hire Jewish people. But under this, there's no church or religious exemption, which means, take this as an example. If you have a discriminatory racial policy, you will lose your tax exemption as a church or a school. You will lose your accreditation as a college, for example, or a school. If you do not bow down to this LGBTQ agenda, you will lose your tax exemption, you will lose your accreditation, which is the death knell of schools, colleges, and universities, and you could be subject to enormous fines and lawsuits from the Attorney General of the United States, from individuals as well that want to set you up.
And let's bring this down to home for a second. I mean, think about, you go to church. As a woman, I go into the women's restroom, and there's a man in there. This would mandate that that man could be in the women's restroom in a church or in a Christian school,
exactly.
Which is unbelievable.
Just like a church would not be able to, certainly doesn't want to, but if it did, it'd be illegal to do so, say that this is the restroom for blacks and this is the restroom for whites.
Exactly.
That would be illegal.
Right.
Obviously, it's immoral, unbiblical, but it'd be illegal. You'd be subject to discriminatory fines and lawsuits and so forth. If you did the same thing for women or men using the opposite sex restroom, the man, for
right.
example, wants to go into the women's restroom and the usher says, or the greeter says, I'm sorry, the men's restroom is down there, but that person insists on going in there. If you say no, that's a violation of the so-called Equality Act.
And, you know, we have a whole list on our website of instances of sexual abuse because of that very thing.
We actually have represented women who have been sexually assaulted, raped or attempted rape. They don't want to go into
right.
a restroom, a shower room, a private room with a man in there, especially if they're there by themselves.
Or imagine your daughter in a locker room at school and there's boys in there.
We've seen situations such as Mix. We have this person that was in Madison, Wisconsin schools, and this person is a biological male and wanted to come out to the children as mixed, neither male nor female, and a combination of both, believe it or not. And that person then created a video, sent it to all the K through 5 children with the consent, approval of the principal, unbelievably.
And not the parents.
And said, you can't call me Mr. anymore. I'm now Mix. I'm neither male nor female, and I'm both, and sometimes I'm a combination at the same time. How confusing is that? So the name would be MX, not MR, as the appellation before the name.
Or think about these students that go on field trips with their athletic sports or something like that. They would have to have the opposite sex in the same room. If supposedly the boy says he identifies as a girl, he could say, I can sleep with the girls on this trip because I identify as a girl.
Yeah. Dressing
and
looking and exactly like a boy, but says, but in my mind, I identify as a girl. You could not prohibit that person from right. sleeping in the same room. And so you would say, well, we have the guys over here and the girls over here, and we'll put you in a separate room all by yourself. No, that's discrimination. Think of it, what you cannot do regarding race, you couldn't do regarding LGBTQ. Right. You wouldn't be able to say to the African-American or Hispanic person, we're going to put you in a room by yourself because we only have whites there and other people in another place. So that's how far-reaching it is. And if you said no, and we're talking about not only sports for, say, your middle school, high school, we're talking about your field trips, your overnight mission trips, and now you're staying in a tent, you're staying in a hotel room. You cannot prohibit a boy from sleeping with the girls. If you do, you'll be subject to serious fines, loss of tax exemption. If it's a school, loss of accreditation.
Or how about this, Matt? These children, these vulnerable children who are in the foster care system, they would be forced to be placed with a same-sex couple because they cannot discriminate against foster care parents who say they're same-sex. So you're putting this child who's already suffered abuse and trauma into this situation where that's highly likely that's going to happen again.
Now, what does LGBTQ stand for? Well, L is for lesbian, G is for gay, and the B is for bisexual, attracted to both male and female. T is for so-called transgender, somebody who's born biologically one sex but wants to identify as another sex. And this is what we've just been talking about. What's the Q stand for? In the Senate bill version, they specifically say the Q stands for queer. And queer or questioning is what the Q stands for, meaning that it is outside of so-called sexual orientation, outside of bisexuality, outside of transgenderism. It includes the entire universe, and that universe can include what's called minor attracted individuals, what is what we would call pedophilia. It includes everything in the universe. So when you have H.R. 5, the House bill version, or the Senate, and that passes, the impact of this is incalculable. And it not only expands the coverage to LGBTQ in every area of life, it expands the federal government in every area of our lives. So it actually reaches down to any meeting, no matter the size, including the stay-at-home individual, the mother, whoever it might be, who's, as a hobby, selling things online, putting things on eBay or making Christmas ornaments, selling them online. You are regulated by this so-called Equality Act. It is unbelievable. This has to stop. Go to lc.org/HR5. There we have a lot of information. Share it with everyone. And also issue your statement now through fax and petition right there. lc.org/HR5. It is urgent that you act now.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.